It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 708.
And please forgive us for being 4 hours late to what is our 24-hour Eve show. Mm-hmm. What's happening, guys? Mm. What's going on?
I love the 8 o'clock start.
I mean, I don't know if it's that you love it or that you're just running on adrenaline because you've got to be up in how many hours? I can't count.
Oh, yeah,
how many hours until we're starting
seven.
The...
No,
12 hours is eight.
It's about 10 hours.
It's 11 hours. 11 hours, guys. And then mm-hmm. we're going to be broadcasting for a whole 24 hours. I feel nervous. I feel like the night before you go on a flight, you know, when you get a bit like, oh, shit, I hope I don't miss it. Have I got everything organized? Do I need to lay everything out? I don't want to eat too much. You know, it's just a lot going on.
To be honest, the WhatsApp group, very overwhelming at the moment.
Really? Oh, I mean, you've been overwhelmed all day. I don't know if it's...
Josh, I just want to give you props just quickly on that WhatsApp. I was in the car when we were doing some deliveries and I was doing a couple of WhatsApp messages and I was having a meltdown and that was only managing like three conversations.
And the other
Josh
thing
has
too
got
is-
like 30 unread. Like, mate, that is outrageous that you've done that. So I just want to say that's a real solid effort and I appreciate that you doing that.
Oh, thanks, Evs.
I mean, it's the nicest thing you said all week. It's pretty amazing, to be honest. And I don't know if it's because he's delirious that he's become nice again.
Absolutely.
Now, let's all say something nice about each other. TJ, go George, Sevs, and then me. What would you like to say?
Yep, so the three of us. George, I just feel very grateful to have you in our team at the time that we are. Like, we've known you for quite some time, but I feel like at the moment you're benefiting the most out of the whole thing, which is what I want for you. I want you to get as much out of what we've created as humanly possible. Opportunity.
Not so much
in.
A nice thing, but
that was, no, that but was like, no,
you're
George,
welcome.
George, look how lucky you are.
Look how lucky you
should be so grateful. Yeah, look at what we've given you, George.
I feel like I'm grateful that. Yeah,
I'm grateful that George is able to leech off my fame. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Doing a reset? What am I trying to start say? That again? Reset. Yeah,
no, I'll go with it. Fuck it. I'll go with it.
Okay. And then
because I feel like George, I feel like George is, he puts so much into it. And so,
it only makes sense doing that if you have our audience. So, lucky you.
Yeah, man. I'm lucky boy.
Lucky boy.
Lucky boy.
I am a lucky boy.
Couple of lucky babies.
Didn't mean it to come across like that, George. I appreciate it.
So, love you, mate.
And then Sevs?
Sevs. Oh, he's just confident. I'm just happy that he's, you know, becoming a man. It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
It does feel like that, doesn't it? I don't want to interrupt because this is sort of your moment.
I mean, it's all sort of the similar shit that we'll end up saying anyway. Josh, I think from the outside it could look like you're having a breakdown, but I think you're actually really enjoying everything and I'm glad that you're
mooching off your fame.
I'm glad you're enjoying it all and that you're happy. Unless we find out that you're not.
I mean, no, I'm really happy. Yeah, so can I? I'll do it. The boys don't get to do it because it's going to take too long. But
But can I just say something for George though?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well. No. I just want to say, George. Are they red?
Sorry. Go ahead. I just saw how red my eyes were.
No, you're fine.
Go.
You're right. There's a monster in the fridge. I just want to say, George.
I thought that was some sort of kids' book that you were like.
There's
a monster.
It does sound like
it sounds like a
what is it? The witch on the broom or whatever.
There's a ghost in
the room on the broom.
Yeah. But isn't there like the ghost in the anyway? Go on, Sebs.
Well, no, George. No, what I was going to say is I appreciate how much hard work you put in and how humble you are, and it's awesome to see you express your creativity and get to do exactly what you want to do through all your edits. So,
is that not what I fucking said?
Absolutely.
It's a bit nicer.
It's a bit nicer.
It wasn't wrapped. It wasn't wrapped around.
Thanks, because of me.
Because of me.
I love you, George. It was hard in the early days, mate. I'm just glad you're here for the good time.
Do you reckon that, TJ? Do you reckon that, you know, like when you get tired, certain things go out the window? Do you reckon that everything Like, maybe you're becoming Trump. It's just like he wants to praise someone else, it's but he's like, you know, the medical professionals are doing a great job. But, you know, so am I as president.
I told them, yeah.
But, you know, without me, they would have been dead because...
We'd be in a war with North Korea.
Yeah, yeah, and the world
would
have been
recovering,
ended.
But not as good as I have, you know, all that.
Yeah. Well, can I say some nice things or are we not?
Yeah, you can, you can.
No, okay, what's wrong with Gratitude Square?
Yeah, I mean, it's 8 o'clock and we're already doing I Love Yous, so that's nice.
This is
yeah, we haven't even started the 24-hour thing, but...
Yeah.
TJ, whenever you... come into the office randomly, you always just bring such a nice vibe, and you're always so happy and funny, and you manage to text me when I'm feeling a little bit down the dumps, which is nice. So I love that. That's and I appreciate nice. It.
That's good.
And Mace is just a gun producer who works so hard for you boys, and you're lucky to have him. And Josh is...
Is it hard when I'm doing the switching?
This is problem. The annoying thing is, George, I just cut out the whole time that you were talking that.
Like,
my internet is actually has just absolutely lost it. Like I've got no feed from anyone at the moment.
Do you reckon this is the 8 PM thing potentially? Yeah, like this isn't a consideration.
Oh, that's nice.
What, yeah. George?
No, so that's nice idea, 8 PM.
No. Josh is saying
George,
8
the internet's
too much
fucked
traffic
because
on
it's 8 PM.
Too many blocks
you think
online.
I thought you were saying every night at 8 PM we should do this.
I'm saying 8 PM tomorrow. The Sev's internet's fucked. But that's a nice idea too.
Yeah.
I mean, have you got something? Sorry, George. Yeah, back to it.
For you.
I'm gonna reload. Hang on, give me a second.
Okay. You can just
Yeah, Josh, you've given me, Tommy's going to think it was, Josh was, one of the first guys I met in Melbourne in this industry and easily had the biggest influence on me in this business and this, he's a super creative guy and I love working with him.
Thank you, George.
We love you, George.
We love you, George. I feel like George is so nice.
Yeah, he's nice.
Just like, I want to leave it on that.
Wrap it up 9 minutes in.
We've called the board meeting for 8 PM, and we're just going to go around the room now and check who hasn't done what for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great.
Do you want me to go first?
So much.
I'll lead.
All right, lean in.
So I still need to... work out what the style will look like when we have more than four people on the show.
Yeah.
So we have a situation where we'll have five people. What's that?
There's so much to do.
It's 8:10 and there's so much to do. We are so screwed. Let's just do a 48-hour, boys.
He's actually.
Why don't we start now and go to 8 PM tomorrow?
Literally,
that would be funny. That would be funny. No, we need a break up.
Yeah. So there's that. There's Sevs is already delirious. Says Casey. Yeah, absolutely. I want to hear compliments for the boys from JJ, please.
I don't like how you read out these things. Like because you're in the room, it's like you're reading on a piece of paper. Like, okay, you're gonna either commit
so you want
to
me
reading
to articulate
them out
a bit more.
You have to because it just sounds annoying. It's like you're
just
being
just
rude.
The setup now while we're watching. Says Dr. K.
That's kind of what we do. This board meeting is to help because we
Red
don't
alert,
have another...
Sevs, says real Enkidu.
It's not
McClellan
good.
Says in the chat. Charles says, start now. And Greg says, yeah, did he miss it? So is that better? Sort of reading.
Well, if you're going to read them, I don't even think you read them out unless they're important. Like unless they're super, super
sorry, everyone
to
in the chat.
Conversation. So, yeah. No. No, you're gonna make the call. You're gonna make the call, baby.
It's hard to be honest. I start reading before I've read what it is.
Yeah,
so I'm
Josh,
filtering.
Usually, when it's on you, like I read them when Mason's talking or something, not while I'm trying to speak and then read the comments too.
I have noticed that,
mate. You're getting a lot of don't stalls, Josh. I think you just got to a quick couple of sentences.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
George also, is lagging.
Looks like I'm
bit.
Lagging.
Yeah, go yeah, back. Go out and go back in. So some of the other things, I need to set up the Google Drive stream so that when the show is on, George will get the files of the recording so he can be editing on the go. And then I also need to send all of the guests a link. Thank you, Breezy. Can I have my phone? And then I also need to get my phone because we're going to call Ramble soon. And so that's the main things.
No, they're good. They're good. Well, I can help you because I can send – I've got those – I've been communicating with a bunch of the people on the show, so I've got those links and told them that they need to expect it at some point. So I'll once you create those links, palm them to me, baby.
Okay.
Into the document. And we've also got someone working in a document right now, Jess Lucas, who's an absolute gun, who's been helping produce this. She's locked in some great guests and a great
she's done an epic
sponsor.
Job.
Yeah, she's locked in a clothes sponsor, so which I'm good. Fucking pumped about.
Okay, so I know you've said don't read the comments, TJ, but I've just read them and they're blowing up at me. I look away from the comments for once. They're saying, "This is now I know how Jem feels. Josh ignores her comments," says Shannon. Emma says...
It's fair, you didn't go into
Josh,
it.
No, Josh, what you like about the others, not your to-do list.
It's all you, isn't it?
Oh no! Yeah. To be fair, thought you were going through your to-do list, but
I was going to. I just didn't want to bog down. I wanted to say nice things, but I just thought I loved what George was saying, and I just I can't be fucked having my ears ring.
I don't think any of us are as kind as George, to be honest, and that was too kind. It was too kind.
Yeah, it's like
look what happened fucking don't do that, Josh.
Okay. I'll try. Okay, quick one.
Take your headphones off so your ears don't ring.
No, my ears ring like it's internal.
It's inside, mate.
It's inside. Yeah. No, actually, no. It's good saying nice.
Just a bit of feedback. But,
Tommy, I appreciate the effort that you've gone to with facilitating a lot of the smaller things that probably don't necessarily get noticed in regards to like. The deals with we're doing something with Cotton On stuff with I'm just reading Shannon's telling saying for fuck's sake okay just let me do my thing okay
this is beautiful
okay I appreciate you're very good at just grabbing onto things and doing it i.e. the whilst I like having Sevs you say, hey, I will go off on my own and do the solo stuff so you're very good at doing the solo thing and just not making a fuss, whereas I require a bit more. So I appreciate that, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it.
I also appreciate... I can't hear myself.
A flashbang has gone off in his room.
And my blood sugar, it's all fucked. All right, but I'll keep going. George, I appreciate your openness... your honesty and that whenever you're doing stuff with us, I know that you are have our best interests. You're always thinking about the show. You're thinking about others. And I always feel confident asking less. I don't have to ask many questions of you when you're doing stuff because I know you'll do a great job and you've got great judgment. So thank you, George. Sevs.
Yeah. Here we go.
No, that was nice.
Was it all right, George?
I loved it. Yeah, it was beautiful.
No, that was nice. That was great.
I'm just worried for your ears.
And I can go back to TJ as well because I feel like the
no, thing with TJ... I'll take that.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Okay. JJ, I believe they're called the one percenters, says Casey. Okay. I'm guessing that's referring to the little things.
Yeah.
Sevs, the show is your life, let's be honest.
Okay.
And I
okay. Yeah.
No, no, but I, it's no, also your life is the show.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I appreciate. No. I mean, I appreciate.
So true.
It's true.
He's a content it is a bit machine. Of that.
But also, I appreciate that being mates with your boss could be weird. But I I think that the thing with Sevs is the friendship over even the work stuff. So it's the. It's the bullshit in between. It's all of that sort of thing that I appreciate.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that lovely. you just let him call you Josh. It's a boss.
Yeah, yeah. Only it's after
tides are turning, Sebs.
Yeah.
Superior.
Superior. I do want everyone to get the same haircut as me in sort of the style of Kim Jong Un.
Oh God. So I just got a text from my mum. She's thrown out some love. She said, "Darling, just want to say all the best for the 24-hour stint. Have a good sleep tonight if you can. I'll tune in at various times. Would you consider no alcohol?" Absolutely not.
Where is this coming from? This is like it's sort of a wrapped up statement. When she
it might make you feel sleepy. Have fun. Take care. I'm sure the time will fly and the support you will get. With all the support you'll get. Looking forward to seeing Amy and Bodie on Saturday. Love you very much. There you go.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the alcohol thing's an interesting one because, how we've got Shannon's cocktail menu.
Yes, which is great, and it's always people are going to be drinking, and I'll be drinking one. There's no alcohol in the morning. We've got the whole morning to sort of work out. Just prep to drink. And then you can work out how much to drink. That's what I say.
What does that mean?
For you guys, prep to drink so you have beverages available to you. Mm-hmm. And then over the day, you can work out how much you want to have.
Sure.
I mean, Josh, you are actually a designated driver respects. Like, you are the one, you're in the control ship and pressing buttons, flicking, you know.
Your sink, trying to fix your sink, actually. That's what noise was. Yeah. No, and that's the thing. I don't want it to completely fall off the rails. Yeah. And so, I'm wary of that.
Yeah. We've got some great people on the show. Ryan John, who's going to be starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. a marathon walking, but still it's going to be his update to me. Did you see that I posted?
Yeah, this is great.
Absolute animal. He said, extreme gusty winds, hailstorms, and strong rain with an expected maximum of 7 degrees tomorrow.
It's not what you want.
It's not ideal.
No.
Oh,
we also have a Tom in Vienna, Austria, who is going to be picking up the marathon. He's going to start at about 4 p.m. in Vienna, which is exciting.
I haven't even told him that, so that's probably news to him if he's watching, unless we want to give him a call. But we've also got someone out tomorrow on the field. Josh, do you want to try and give Ryan a call just to see if it
Give Ryan a call first?
I just want to have a quick, I'll just say, mate, a few minutes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, great.
Let me just make sure it's all...
Yeah, I've just spoken to him on text, literally. He's set aside most of his day tomorrow, which is amazing. Right,
perfect. Let's do a little...
Has he been doing any warm-ups or anything, or...? Anything to prepare? We don't know.
You can ask him. I don't think so, though.
Okay, great. All right. Well, that's all good.
Great.
Okay, FaceTime audio.
You know, just a little upgrade.
Oh, great.
Hello.
Oh, g'day, hello, Ryan. Ryan John, this is the 8 p.m. crew, the Daily Talk Show. How are you, mate?
Good. I was just about to say, you're really struggling to remember your name. That's twice in a row.
Well, you struggle to read who's calling because you answer like it could be a telemarketer. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is different to radio that you're not coming off the back of a song every 3 minutes. You just need to say it once at the start of the episode.
Now,
that's about it.
We can definitely play a song if you want. Oh. We can actually have a bed over your... It's actually sort of annoying, isn't it? So, TJ, do you want to get Ryan John up?
Classic.
That was rude, wasn't
it? I thought it was the end of the show with the music.
He's looking for any excuse not to do this.
Yeah, he's just... He's completely... Like, nah. All right, let's try again.
Josh has tickled me up the wrong way.
Outrageous.
Might have an update on Ash Williams too, by the way.
Might have...
Really?
Might have bad internet. He is out in Beaufort. He said, my internet shit out. Or my phone shit out.
You know what? Mm. No, it's not. What were we going to say?
He sounded great.
Can we check in with Ramble?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's check in with Ramble Campbell. So, T-shirts are still going out. What are the other ones? The other jumpers?
Oh, so
the crews. Yeah,
the crewnecks.
Crewnecks. Yeah, they're going out. And we've got something that we need to ask of Ramble. Mm-hmm. And so, we need to get him on the phone.
Do we need to go through any other admin stuff before that or no? Do we want to touch on George's editing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
do you have an update, Georgie?
No real update. I'm still working on it. It's taken me way longer than I thought.
What about your playlist? What about the playlist for DJing?
Oh, you poor
I haven't even... Can I have yours? Because I haven't even touched
No, absolutely not. That's IP.
No.
That's precious.
Yeah. I tell you, if you want any help, I know Shannon's done more than we deserve in the last 48 hours, but if you just ask Shannon, just ask for her playlist. She's got great music.
I'm sure she's got great
crowd pleasers.
I'm going to be crowd the pleasers. Most disappointing DJ.
I can.
Nah, you got this.
Right, we're calling Ramble. Ramble doesn't have an DJ iPhone, so it's just sort of a standard.
You get a WhatsApp.
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
Oh, good, mate. You're on the Daily Talk Show with the Daily Talk Show crew. How are you, bro?
Yeah, good,
Ramble.
Mate. How are you guys?
Yeah, really good, man. Just me and the boys, just talking about Tomoz and stuff. How are you doing, bro?
Yeah, good. Have you started drinking already?
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it, Ramble?
Nah,
anyway, mate.
Now, how'd you go? What'd you do? Explain to the Gronks what you did today. What'd you do?
So you guys, I was originally going to make a normal Friday night drinks video, and mm-hmm. I thought, we've kind of already covered that with the hump day replay. So I thought, let's get some new content going. So I ended up coming into the office and delivering some of the merch out on my bike.
How many orders did you do?
Not that many. I think I only did like 6 or 7.
Oh, that's good. Did you meet any of the Gronks?
Yeah, JJ. I met a few. I met Isaac, who else? Jackie,
Nick.
Sarah,
Jake.
Nick as well, yeah. I didn't meet Jake. He was actually at work, yeah.
So JJ, can you please go to your email? Go to your email. Ramble sent through a video, download it and play it.
Okay,
it's amazing.
Great.
He's done a video from today. I didn't know
this. Oh, this is great, Ramble. And, what was the highlight, do you think?
Missing the rain.
Yeah.
I was so scared I was going to miss that. But it was really cool meeting other Gronks as well. So hopefully if I can actually make one of the drinks once we're allowed to have drinks again, it'd be cool to meet them all there as well, rather than having to like try and stay a meter and a half away and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
How do you were you feeling the tension of having to keep 1.5 meters away?
Not really. I feel like when you speak to someone at the door, anyway, you sort of like the person of the house will stand at the door, and then I don't know. I always stand a little bit further back, but maybe I'm just a bit weird. But it was easy to stay far enough away because I just made sure that the package is in between me. So that was all good. But yeah,
What did it look like? Did you have your?
I dropped one off and threw it at the person that I was dropping it to.
Wow!
Yeah, I've just
had
it. There you go. It was fun. There was lots of smiles, and yeah, I would have hugged him if I could have. I really wanted to, couldn't.
Anyway, okay. Well, do you want it? We can play this. We can play this video if you like. It'll be a little bit small because it's vertical and stuff. But we should definitely give it a play.
That's all right.
And so,
sorry about that.
No, you're fine, mate. It's all good. All right, so we'll play it now. Give me 2 seconds. And so,
Can we get a confirmation?
Intro?
There's no nudity. There's no Taylor Swift music. It's all good.
No copyright music.
Yeah, no copyright music. The only thing I'm worried about is it might be a little loud or a little quiet, but that's all.
Okay. All right. Well, here you go. This is Ramble from today.
Hey, Gronks. So, just on my way to the office to go pick up the merch. I got my bike on the roof, so I'm going to do a bit of like the newspaper delivery boy kind of stuff. Hey, mate.
G'day, mate. Come on in.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Your boy's here.
Here he is.
Career boy.
First parcel down. Okay.
No worries, mate.
Alrighty, so in the car again. Just finished off with the first set of deliveries, which went alright. Kind of had to dodge a bit of rain, but we got them done and we're going to Brunswick now. So we're going to do three there and then offer to Essendon for the last one.
Hello, this is Jackie.
Hey Jackie, it's Ramble from the Daily Talk Show. How's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hey Sarah, it's Campbell from, sorry, Ramble, not Campbell, from the Daily Talk Show. How's it going? Good, thank you.
We've got a big set of rain coming through, so I might just wait in the car until it comes through and then head out and get you your merchandise.
Here you go, Jackie.
Thank
Enjoy.
You. Love it. Big fan.
See ya. Hey, Harry, how's it going? There you go. Enjoy.
The king.
So just finished off with the last one in Brunswick. And I'm just heading over to drop things off now.
Hey mate.
Hey Nick, how's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you,
Hel? Yeah, good.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your merch.
Did you get wet? Did you?
No, I managed to dodge it. I was lucky. So I sat in my car when it rained. Yeah. And I jumped out and rode while it wasn't raining. So.
Love it.
Mate, that is so good. You
solid.
You do Mabel. Such a good job, Ramble.
Thank you.
No, but you're also just a great friendly face. Like I was
thank you.
I was so awkward. I think I was like driving off before that actually received the package.
Oh, absolutely.
I was editing it.
Yeah, go on, Ramble. Go on, Ramble. Have your moment. Okay.
I was gonna say while I was editing it, I noticed that there was so many times I just couldn't speak. Like I said merch at one point, but it didn't come out as merch. And I was just like, oh, you know what? Couldn't be stuffed. They know exactly what I mean. But it was just funny. I just could not speak today.
No, you did such a good job. Well done.
Well done, Ramble.
So, thank you.
I love that George and now Ramble has a mustache. It's just like, can we just have everyone who works with us have mustaches?
For sure.
I'd love that. Anyway,
mate, when are you going to grow yours?
Mate, all I need to do is shave the sides.
No, I shaved today. I shaved mate. Just before this episode. I'm getting ready.
Oh, really?
Couldn't tell.
Yeah. Just
absolutely.
No.
And so there's a few more deliveries that need to happen. We want to apologize for the, some deliveries take a little bit longer. You might be a little bit further out or things like that. We tried to batch them. We have a fair few that we think that we could do tomorrow. Ramble, are you up for being the bike messenger again and going out, riding around, driving a little bit and doing...
Finishing off strong.
Yeah.
I don't know. How much are you going to pay me?
we'll give you free petrol and as we said...
Good.
Any and petrol is cheap at the moment. And any chocolate bar from sort of your Shell or your BP.
Far out, that's a good deal. I'm gonna have to take it then.
Okay. I'm not sure about the chocolate bar. I've got it running. TJ, are you cool with the chocolate bar?
As long as it's on special and you can get it.
Okay, I'll make sure I put it into the life hacks group. Make sure it's a life hack.
Oh, great.
That's good, mate. You can, just one chocolate bar. Did we confirm that? One chocolate bar?
Yeah, one chocolate bar. I think that's fair. And a McMuffin.
All right.
And so are you cool to start early? Could you do...
what time's early?
7
Well, we're starting at 7.
It'd be good to sort of get you on the phone.
Well, I think, Lara... I said to Lara that we'd be at her work at 9. So, well, Ramble would be anyway.
Yeah.
So... It'd be
We've
great
got to get
if you could
Casey's.
Be there.
We haven't got, Casey hasn't got hers yet, has she? She was going to do a pickup, and then so Ramble will do all of that as well.
It sounds like Ramble's covering all of the ones that are at the office.
Yeah.
So
is that fine
Ramble,
with you,
Ramble? What time could you get to the office?
How many are
George?
At the office?
I think the office is a mess, Ramble. Shit everywhere.
What's with all the questions?
Yeah, what's with all the pushback? You got to be careful
all right,
of compromising, all right. Ramble.
You're getting a chocolate bar.
I'll jump straight in. I know. Chocolate bar. It's a pretty big bone to be thrown.
I can. Yeah. The other we could give you a Cliff bar, which could be good too. It's sort of
keeps the energy up.
Calorie dense. That could be good. Mm. Some peanut butter.
Could we could we seal the deal with a show baker cookie? Because we do have one in the office.
You're gonna have to.
I mean, I was already happy with a. I was already.
Jake says, Ramble, there's a monster in the fridge too.
That's right, Jake. Monster in the fridge.
No, there's not, Jake. That's mine as well.
I'm worried about your heart, to be honest, George, with the monster. I don't think you should be drinking the... It's not good for your heart, energy drinks.
Ah, that's all right.
Nor is staying up for 24 hours. Just whatever. You don't even have to take any drugs and it's still hard on your heart.
Well, Russ Keyes says he's got a TDTS care package waiting for you, Ramble.
Oh, awesome.
So that's exciting.
I'll just collect all the things that they wanted to give you.
Yeah. Hey, I love you, Ramble. Thank you so much, mate. And
love you too,
Tommy. I'll call you after the show. I'll call you after the show.
Okay, so Ramble. You did such a
good job.
Thank
you. See you, mate. Great. Love you.
Love you, Ramble.
Love you too.
Love you, Ramble.
Love you, Josh.
Bye, mate. George, any words for Ramble?
Love you, Ramble. Great video.
Great video.
Thank you, George. Just trying to compete with you, but, you know, obviously there's no competition there for you.
We could do a little... Oh. What about a jelly wrestling at episode 1000 or something?
Oh, yeah.
Funny. Between George and Ramble. George, I feel like you'd be up for it.
Yeah, but I get flogged.
A Mexican moustache standoff.
Yeah.
He's a ripped cyclist.
Yeah, and what are you?
I'm a skinny, anxious wreck.
good one. Thanks, Ram. We'll catch you, mate. See you on the call tomorrow. We'll give you a call. That's fun. And so what other admin have we got?
Should we check in with Jess Lucas,
the girl
who's helping us produce lots of elements, and maybe she can run us through what guests we've got on the show?
Have you messaged her? I don't know if I've got her number.
I texted you her number. Okay.
Via iMessage. So, I've got 15 unread iMessages.
Oh, Jesus. That's why you can't see it.
Brad Blanks is confirmed for tomorrow, guys. He's doing 30-minute bits.
Wow.
Which is great. Yes.
That'll be great.
Here we go, one contact. Can you text Jess so she doesn't screen my call?
No. Just if she does. Yeah.
We already had the conversation around whether she liked me or not, remember?
Well, I don't know if she actually said yes or no.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, yes. That was
cool. Oh, no, I appreciate it. That's good.
I was like, Tommy definitely didn't message me about this.
Well, it's a little delay, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really good. I appreciate it. I thought you actually had my number in your phone. Like, I was pumped. That's all right.
No, not yet, but I'll save it down now.
Oh, thank you. Great. I mean, how's... what's the admin level deal like working with the Daily Talk Show as, you know, sort of a producer that's come in late into the piece and seeing how we do things? How would you describe our method?
Last minute. A little bit last minute, but that's okay because it made us hustle. So we've got some awesome guests on the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Are we able, can we talk, what can we talk about? Do you want to do a tease? Can you tease anything?
Maybe we should, give clues.
Okay, yeah, a clue's fine.
Oh, clue, that's a great idea.
I like that.
All right. Okay.
Is this going to be like,
Bumble?
Bumble?
I was going to say.
Bumble? Did you say Humble?
Humble. I hadn't finished the sentence. Okay. I was going to say Bumble plays a key role in a couple of guests.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
one.
That's a good tease.
And... Okay, what about a few guests have a lot to do with fitness and meditation?
Oh, that's also great.
Love
it. I love that.
Keeping us grounded.
Are you going to listen? Are you going to tune in for the 24 hours, Jess?
I saw your message, but I wasn't sure if I'm going to be free for the whole day, but maybe, definitely in and out throughout the day.
Okay. I appreciate it.
And definitely in there for Friday Night Drink.
Okay, perfect. Are you going to do one of Shannon's cocktails?
Oh, bloody oath. Can't wait.
Great. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
I still need to go to it and get a – have you got a shaker?
Get it all from
Dan Murphy's,
Josh. all from Dan Murphy's.
Yeah, so I've got to do a Dan Murphy's run. But the thing is, I'm going to have to ask Breezer for a few favours to
downstairs.
Yes.
You make out like it's a drive, but it's literally under your house.
Yeah, it's a part of the building.
You lift down and you're there,
list. George.
It's, yeah. It's actually amazing. It's, they are in the
sort of Dan Murphy's run. You're literally going down.
I have to go down a lift though.
What I appreciate is George also gets real. He starts giving pushback when he's tired as well, and I love it.
Yeah, this is.
It's a so bit of a great.
Nightmare, to be honest.
you got two.
And then, and also, Jess, we're going to be very comfy thanks to you.
Yeah. Have you got, Josh, what are you wearing now? What's that
I have a beanie. This is a beautiful tan coloured beanie from Cotton On. To be honest, I had a beanie on before, a grey one, and it was making my head very itchy. No itch. With Cotton On.
Really?
Yeah, you can get them to.
That's amazing. Excellent.
Yeah.
You've been,
for
you've
a bald
been
guy, like that's a big thing. Yeah, I've been itchy all day. It's stopped.
You've been
it's
itching
really
to put it on.
Yeah. No, it's really good. And so we've got tracksuit pants that we're going to wear. Yeah, no. It's,
PJ.
Yeah. I'm pumped.
PJ's the key, like AM time. What's the colour like? Are you happy with that? Did you get to choose?
Oh yeah, well so TJ did all the picking. And so mine's sort of the grey marl, which I really like. It's quite trendy. And then Sev's is going a bit of a different style. TJ, can you describe what you've gone with for Sev's?
Oh, mate. We've got some denim. We've got a denim number.
What about that nice black? That top was
that's
great.
What he's
it's like, is that like, is that denim, the black like one?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah. That's like a
you know what he said? He said, I've never worn anything with pockets.
That's what Sam said.
Front, like on
that's
the
what
front,
he said.
Like
yeah, on the front. I've never worn a jacket with pockets aside from a school blazer, and that's it.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. So this is exciting.
Where
Ryan
Reynolds.
Yeah. Where do you put your stuff, Sam?
I don't have anything anyway. So.
Yeah, I know. You should have seen his little face. His little face when he saw stylish clothes. He was like. Yeah.
He is really becoming an adult. In the past, what like 1 week. He's gotten new undies. He's getting a new bed. He's getting blinds for his room. I mean, this is a guy that's just got a girlfriend, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Definitely.
Just starting to get a life together, you know?
No, I appreciate it. I think it's great.
The key is when you get 1,000 thread cotton sheets.
Oh, yeah, that'd
or
be
linen
nice.
Sheets, I should say. Yeah.
Okay.
What so have you, what Sev's got at the moment?
Well, so I think I've got a potentially bamboo one, but there is a Lysocell bamboo mix, which looks pretty good.
Okay, would you go
white? $150 for the sheets? Nah, it's charcoal chicken.
Charcoal chicken.
Yeah.
No, charcoal's nice. Sweet. You'll have to wash it more though.
Why?
Not more than white. I mean,
I feel like charcoal will show more.
Show what?
Yeah.
White shows more, buddy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was charcoal. I thought like dark colours would show more.
Dark colours less. Unless it's black silk. You could probably see your dirty mess on the bed.
I was going to say, where are you taking this shot?
No, I didn't take it anywhere. It was all very practical. But
it's all practical.
No, it's all practical stuff. And we're only 8:40 p.m. and we started the 24-hour.
Yeah.
You guys need to go to bed.
Yeah, we need to work. We've actually got too much admin to do, Jess. We need to send some links.
This is procrastinating right now, Jess.
Yeah, this is right. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Casey says, no smart in capitals. It's too early. What time
is
the
definitely to it? Yeah, we can smut start.
We actually have to. We have about from 7 until probably pretty much 7 through till Friday night drinks. We have to have our heads screwed on, and then from there on, it's going to get a bit weird. And then we've got some great guests, which we'll start putting out.
Thank you, Jess. I just wanted to do a shout out for Jess in regards to
absolutely.
The whole gratitude thing. I appreciate that. Like Sev's was bragging about you. He was like, you know, Jess just got the email signature. She just copied and pasted and just like went with it. She's emailing people. Things are happening.
Great.
It's like
so
she's
good.
Just so autonomous. It's just so good. How good is Jess? And so we feel the same way. So thank you, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
We don't say it like Sev's in that sort of
Yeah. But how good is it? You know, he's excited. How good is it? It's like, what you mean, Jess? Yeah, how good is it?
Thanks,
Sam. We'll check. Well, let's check in. Maybe you can we could have the phone ready that you can sort of call anytime if you think that we've sort of missed something, or if we're sort of a bit, definitely. If we're going too smutty or something, that it's going to be issued from a commercial perspective.
We'd
love that. Yeah, if we say anything sort of defamatory.
Call that conversation now.
Exactly. That would be fun.
Yeah. And just send through how many deals we've lost.
Maybe keep like a tally, like a costing.
Oh, definitely. That could be fun.
All right. Thanks, Jess. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's okay. See you tomorrow. Bye.
See you, Jess. That's great.
Right. This is good. This is good.
We should, we should really sort of wrap it up and go to bed, shouldn't we? At least start to get the wheels in motion for bed.
Liv's asking, can you explain what smut is, please? Smut is sort of what dirty, like imagine like dirty sexual stuff.
Well, I mean, dick jokes could just be smutty. A dick Breeze joke could be smutty. You know, do it. There's lots. I mean, what's happened, Josh?
We can drop George off when we go to the office to get the laptop, George, so you don't have to Uber or anything
tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's nice.
Hey, Bree.
Thanks,
she's
Bree.
She's gone.
She's just sort of alongside, just making sure it's all good. Did we explain? Filth. That's a good way of describing smut.
Usually sexually driven filth. Mm-hmm. Like,
is that what? What is the? It looks like you're googling it, TJ. Smut. What came up?
Smut. I looked it up.
A picture of you?
Like a funny? No. Like a small flake of soot or other dirt or a mark left by one. Yeah, like soot. Fungal disease of cereals in which part of the ear changed to black powder.
Thank you, Charles. Charles has just reminded me. So I haven't gotten any bites yet, but I'm going to start reaching out to people on WhatsApp individually. Do you have a view? Do you have something that we can cut to? So this isn't part of the commitment crew. If you want to be part of the commitment crew, go onto WhatsApp now. We've got a bunch of people who are going to be joining us for the 24 hours, which will mean that we can cut to you anytime on a Zoom call. Now, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. If you have a view, if you have somewhere interesting in the world that you can point your phone for maybe half an hour, or maybe it's even short stints that we can organize with Charles. Charles is our mate whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Charles.
Happy birthday, Charles.
He's in Bathurst in New South Wales controlling a screen where he will place all cameras of where Gronks are listening. And so what would be great is to have, you know, New York City and, you know, random place in Colorado or Central Australia.
South Africa.
Wherever it is. And so just WhatsApp me through the VIP Gronk WhatsApp. Just WhatsApp me. And I'll also send out a message tonight asking you. But you'll just basically get a link from Charles. You'll open it up and then you'll be good to go. And then we'll be able to see where you are looking out to around the world. So that's exciting. Mm.
Great. That's so...
All right, guys. I used the sentence today, I'm so looking forward to sleeping on Saturday, which I don't know if it's a good sign because I'm already tired today and I'm already looking forward to the sleep after the 24 hours. So my eyes are pretty bloodshot, aren't they?
What are we going to do? Should we talk off air about budget? Just like we need to have a kitty that we can just buy dumb stuff with, like the commitment crew that we can buy food and we can do all that sort of thing. We can keep ourselves sort of eating. What do you think, TJ? How do we do it? You're the CFO.
We haven't even worked out what we're doing for food ourselves. So,
Mum did. I was having dinner and Mum was just like, "Oh, so what's happening tomorrow? Do you want any help? Do you want me to bring down food? Like, what's the plan?" And I told her I'd think about it, but I'm not. Yeah.
What could Mum do?
I mean, you've got a good.
Well,
idea.
For me, not for you.
Yeah, but what could she do for you? Because I guess if she does something for you, it's one less thing we have to do for you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. She was just like drinks and some lunch.
I would just say
maybe a smoothie.
Yeah, what's there to like think that. About, Sevs? Do you want room service? Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, the other thing too is you FaceTime Grace every day. Are you going to be FaceTiming her during the show?
I did actually think about that before.
I mean, she'll be on the Zoom.
Well, she's in the commitment crew.
Well, Sevs, if it is a non-negotiable,
I'll probably just message will be okay.
Are you sure, baby?
Doctor says, Dr. K says a 24-hour fasting detox. Dr. K, mate, with the stuff that we've been given from Show Baker and then Ian and Sandra, it's the
how is
Brie
going,
actually
by the
has
way?
Hidden all my snacks because I thought
you can't be trusted.
Well, yeah, and also I sort of the way that I push back is I'm like, no, it will be a bit of gear if in the morning there's no snacks left. And she's like, no, stop manipulating.
Are there snacks left?
Yeah, there's a cookie from Show Baker that I can have
and,
on the show.
And the cupcakes?
Yeah, the cupcake's still there.
Okay, great. Sev doesn't believe you.
No,
are you lying? Are you honestly lying?
I don't know. Would Ian care if I had
it? I don't know. See,
no, I actually haven't had it.
No. You've eaten them.
I definitely haven't. Brie, can you bring out the cupcakes? Please.
No, look,
I'm going to eat it in front of you. I'm going to eat it in front of you because if I have it, I get to eat it in front of you and I get to...
Okay, no. Go for it. Yeah, go for it. No. Go okay. on.
All right.
All right, guys, definitely not bring it. Okay, thank you, everyone. TJ, any final words? Brie.
Nah. Slipper. I can't think of anything. let's get some Zeds and get up and do this thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It is the Daily Talk Show, 7 a.m. That's when we are going live. It's the Daily Talk Show. Yeah, I got I got distracted because Casey said it's the Daily Talk Show and it sort of put me off. thank you, Jake. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Shannon.
How are you going to, when you do the intro tomorrow, what are you going to say in terms of like what episode it is?
I'm going to say it's the Daily Talk Show, 24 hours. And then we're going to clap and go, it's May 1, 7 a.m. Hey. How are you feeling, guys? Feeling good, feeling good. Tommy Jacket. Yeah. Hey,
it'll be a slight amendment that it's the 24-hour live stream. Yeah,
what did I say?
Yeah, there'll be a few. Yeah, it was a bit clunky.
24
You'll
hours.
Get it. You'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. We'll get there.
We'll figure it out.
Can't wait to see it live.
Are you joining us at 7 a.m., Mark George?
I don't know. Am I?
It'd be nice.
Up to you.
I'd love
to. When
are
you going to join
us? You're going to let Ramble into the office, so you're in at 7 too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so you're sleeping at the office, aren't you, George?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday.
Not tonight. Yeah, we're picking you up.
Bring
now.
Linen, bring a pillow and a doona. Yeah.
Well, is Hannah going to pop in?
She might pop in. Maybe she'll come in for
That'd
drinks.
That'd be nice. You could have like... Yeah,
no partners
dinner. You could have dinner.
In the office.
Really? Yeah. Why?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay.
All right, guys. Let's all head off to bed and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.